Hey, can you take a seat? We need to have a chat. Okay, thanks. I'll get you a drink, okay? What do you want to have? Alright, one sec. Here you go. Well, I'm not quite sure how to put this, but something happened with your computer the other day, and I thought I'd go fix it. And I ended up seeing one of your open browsers. There was, like, an erotic story that you were reading? Well, it's not what I'd consider erotic, but it was clearly something that you liked. There was something about a loving wife's husband turning into a little boy through magic or something. And the guy ends up in diapers? Oh, no, it's okay. You really don't need to explain yourself. No, really. At first I was a little shocked, taken back even, but you're my friend and we've all got our kinks. Mine? Oh no, we are not changing the topic. We're talking about your fantasies right now. Come on, finish your drink. It'll calm your nerves. I can see that this is a lot for you to deal with. Okay, that's better. I could even say that you're a good boy, even. Are you a good boy? Is this what this kink is about? The idea of losing your adulthood? Slowly getting younger and smaller? Going back through puberty, even till someone has to look after you? To make a big fuss about you? What? No? You're shaking your head. Well, I think that tent in your pants says otherwise. You've already started feeling that tingly feeling, haven't you? No? It's not getting warm in here? Now you feel it, don't you? That tingly sensation. It's just the powder I put in your drink. Working its magic. Oh, no, don't panic. It's not poison. It's exactly what you wanted. A special little something to turn you into my special little boy. I think it's already starting to work. Yeah, that shirt you're wearing is starting to look a little baggy on you. And your face. You look a decade younger. I didn't think you'd act so fast. Shh. Don't worry. I've got this all under control. Can you stand up for me? I'll get these big boy clothes off of you before they fall off. That's it. Arms up. Now, time for the pants. Oh, whoops. Oh, wow. I didn't even have to undo them or anything. They just slipped right off your hips. Oh, sweetie. You're so big. Well, I mean, you're so thick. That's a little ironic, isn't it? You could easily be a bit of a stud with something as thick and big as this, but instead you'd rather go back to being a small little boy? With an equally small member? Packaged up in a nice, soft nappy? Gosh, it's pretty hard, isn't it? Are you still tingling? You don't look a day over 15 right now. Oh, you look so cute. I bet you were in your prime when you were at this age, huh? All those hormones? No? You were shy back then? Were you looking at all the pretty girls at school? Or were you more occupied by the older teacher's assistant? thinking about her babying you. Oh, come here. Let me hold your cock. Does it feel good to be stroked like this? Your body looks hairless now. Maybe about 13 years old? I bet you feel ridiculously horny, don't you? It's all right. You could be honest with me. You know, I read the whole story, by the way. I bet you love the part where the wife's breastfeed turns him into a baby boy. And he sucked on her while she stroked his cock. Just like I'm doing to you right now. I think I'd like to do that for you too. Having big, swollen, milk-filled breasts to feed you with? Would you like to see my boobs, sweetie? Alright. Let me just take this top off. What do you think? You think they're pretty? Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Thank you. You're a little charmer, aren't you? Now, I want you to imagine them growing full with milk. So much that they drip every morning waiting for you to have a nice, long suckle on my big, swollen nips. After a nappy change, of course. Oh, you're starting to get a bit short now. I'm gonna have to kneel if we want to continue talking. Oh, I bet this feels so good for you, doesn't it? I bet you used to explore fantasies a lot when you were this age. Getting all those new urges for things? I bet you never thought you'd be able to experience them. Could you? Oh, you look like you're so close now. Your skin is so soft and smooth. That's it, baby. I'm just gonna keep on stroking you. You can come on Mummy's breasts. Be a big boy, and don't worry about the mess. Just let it all come out. You can't imagine how wet Mommy is for you right now. No doubt I'm dripping through my panties. It's a shame you won't be able to satisfy me by the time we're done. I'll just have to put you down for a nap and see what fun I can have on my own. But first, you have to make a big finish for me, okay? Come on, sweetie. Make Mommy extra horny. Make a great, big cummy all over me. That's it. Fuck, you look so cute while trying. That's it, little one. That's it. Yes. Yes. Oh, good boy. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, yes. So good. Oh, you needed this so bad, didn't you? You made a big mess over Mummy's tits, didn't ya? Such a big mess. Don't be shy. I loved it, sweetie. Now, let me grab some wipes and something for you to wear. Oh gosh, you really look so much younger now. I don't think it's safe for you to take a nap without protection on. In fact, I'm pretty sure by the time you wake up, you'll be struggling to walk. That's okay though. I've already set up a changing table and a crib upstairs in Mummy's room. Let's get you all ready for bed. Mummy's dying to have some big girl time.